Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you got a place to live yet?
I did get a place to live. It's pretty, actually not that badass. It's all right. I mean, it gets the job done. There's enough room to bang out a girl. I mean, it's pretty good.
Well, have you banged out any girls yet, badass Ryan?
I have not banged out a girl since St. Valentine's Day. And the problem was, I was having so much fun that I couldn't reach the top of the mountain.
Right, so right, I got you.
I haven't technically had sex yet.
Okay, in life or just this year?
In life.
Oh,
no.
Badass Ryan is a badass virgin?
I've had badass, however you want to say it, the other version of sex. I've had that work.
But you've never actually made sweet love, like, to a woman?
Yeah, when you reach the top of the mountain and you give her your side. But I've had my side, if you know what I'm saying.
So girls have gone down on you?
Yes, I was trying to figure out a way to say
that's
it.
That's how you say it. Okay, but you've never actually had intercourse.
You'll never guess what happened. When I lost my V-card, I couldn't reach the top of the mountain, but a 49-year-old MILF went down on me. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
Oh, man.
I love Badass Ryan. Badass Ryan, how is it that you really have done nothing in radio other than a podcast and destroying Rover show. So, but yet everybody knows about you. I got a call from E-Rock, who works with Opie and Jimmy, and he was like, you guys got to get this kid on the show. I heard he's working in your building. I go, he's Badass Ryan. Or
he tweets everybody.
Oh, that's true.
E-Rock is one of my mentors. The old former show made fun of me because I talked to a lot of people on radio. It's called networking, getting your name out there.
You know, it's smart. Listen, you did the smart thing. I mean, that's how people found you. That's how Rob knew who you were. So, okay, good. Well, look, Badass Ryan, where are you living? What city are you living in?
I'm living in St. Petersburg
in an
efficiency room.
In an efficiency that your mom is subsidizing for you?
Yeah, I kind of feel embarrassed that she is. But, hey, I mean, once you get some girls over. Well, here's the thing. My old place in Cleveland was a lot bigger. This place is a little smaller, but, hey, it's that type of place where it's so small. Like, what else are you going to do?
First of all, you eat the phone. The phone. I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're swallowing the phone. Do you have furniture?
I do not have furniture yet. I am moving in today. I'm getting my own bed.
What do you need? What do you need? You need a bed. You need a what else?
Well, I have a bed right now. What I need is like a table, a rocking chair. And I think an armoire.
A rocking chair? What do you mean a rocking? What are you going to breastfeed somebody?
A set of knitting needles.
What do you need a rocking chair for?
Or is this something that's good for my back that I could rock back and forth in?
Oh, my! You need a helmet for all that rocking you do. Okay, all right, so you need a rocking chair. The funny part is I think I might have a rocking chair. Because they have those baby chairs.
He also needs somebody with a laser pointer to do it on the wall so he can keep entertained.
All right, you need a sofa? What about a TV?
I do need that, too. In Cleveland, I had a smart TV. I had Amazon, Netflix, and this Rover fan gave me all the packages. So it was like I had cable and I didn't. Pretty, well, badass.
All right. Listen, I'll hook you up with that stuff when you get back to the station here. We'll take care of you. Sweet
Mike,
Jesus Christ.
You are the man.
Listen to me.
You are my favorite new mentor.
I just, no, don't, look at me.
You're mentoring him now. It's all on you, Mike. You and Avocado Rocker, two favorites.
Two of his most exciting folks. So, all right, how many, are you getting enough hours here? How many hours are you working?
I will be honest, and I do need a lot more hours. I didn't have any last week, and for me to hang out in St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay, I do need more hours. I also have to adjust my hours at my gym job because even though I'm flexing there and getting some hours and working out, I also need to make sure that the bone events don't come in contact with my hours at the gym. So I got to talk to my boss today, and hopefully I can help out at the bone. So, but I'm pretty pumped.
Can I tell you what I feel like? I feel like somebody brought me a cat that they found outside with a broken leg, and I go, I don't want this cat, but I can't turn it away. Like, I feel like now that I've seen it, I have to take care of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cats.
Me either. I'm not a fan. That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't want the cat at all, but I feel like now that it's been brought to my doorstep, it's my job to take care of the broken cat.
You have
cat.
To get the cat a TV.
Oh, yeah.
Kelvin, would you want to be my mentor?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You got an extra room. Why don't you let him stay with you?
I'm already mentoring.
Let him sleep in the drum room.
I'm mentoring like five people already. I appreciate it, though.
Colin would be one hell of a mentor. We all know that.
Oh, yeah. The two of you.
She'll take you to the top of the mountain.
Yeah. So wait a second. I'm confused. So you didn't really, you haven't cashed in your V card yet because you didn't actually do it, right?
No, he did it, but he didn't
finish.
Yes.
My Valentine's Day date and then this 49-year-old MILF who was a fan in Chicago when I first tried out.
But she just went down on you.
Three times, and it was amazing.
Three times? All right, listen to me, bro.
You got problems, though, if the first time and you're not
well, he was drunk. I guarantee he was drunk.
Focus. This was the weirdest part. Well, yeah, I was on Valentine's Day. When I was with the MILF, I could not focus. I went from thinking about the Chicago Cubs to thinking about my favorite episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. When I am having sex, my ADHD, I cannot focus. And I have a girl having sex with me who was not a bad-looking MILF. Why can't I
reach
the top of Mount Everest? It annoys me.
What prescription drugs are you on?
If you want to hear that, the former show made me do that and exploited me and used the hell out of me, so I'm not getting into that. But I do have ADHD, as you can tell by my booming and soothing voice.
I'm just trying to...
So there may be some problems there with the medication that may be a side effect or something. So
it is a side effect.
No big deal.
I did get a new ADHD doctor out here, and that's the...
You can't say that on the air. As your mentor, you cannot say that on the air in that context.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't want to exploit you, but how many other medications are you taking?
I take 3 to sleep, and then 3 when I wake up, and then 2 in the afternoon.
How many do you take not to kill anybody?
Well, 3 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and then 3 at night.
All right.
I'll be your mentor Ryan, I'll be your mentor on you need to get off those meds. You need a proper nutrition.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, you don't want to see me off the meds.
Trust me.
How shaky and nervous I was when I first tried out, and Kelvin was observing me as I was talking about my apartment. I was on just one med because I didn't have a psychiatrist yet, and my former one didn't give me the prescription. And the whole time I was here, I could just tell from the side of my eye that angry Kelvin was looking at me like, what the hell's wrong with this kid?
See, he's thinking in his head. He's already, like, hearing voices.
Right.
You listen, Tom Cruise. Let him take his drugs before he goes nuts and kills everybody.
You're glib, Mike. You're glib.
All right, Badass Ryan, stay there and give out all the stuff. Stop by and see Badass Ryan. He's at the original Hooters in Clearwater. He'll be there for another 45 minutes or until the stuff is all out, and then head back here to the station.
All right, sounds good, Mike. You're the man. You're my mentor. So is Gallup and Carmen.
All right, Badass Ryan. Badass Ryan's like a little bit like he's like Jacob one times.
Yeah.
All right, pal. We'll see you later.
All right, you're the man. Bye.
You're the man.
I'm not telling him to quit everything cold turkey, but it would probably be, in the long term, it would be a good idea to try and get off all that stuff.
So one of the nights when he was running the board here, I got a text at like 5 a.m.
From him?
From Badass Ryan saying, hey, I left my ADHD medication in the studio. Do you mind picking it up for me? I just don't want anybody to take it and see it and think I'm like abusing pills. I go, yeah, absolutely. So I walk in the studio. And these are the pills that I find on the floor. It's not just one. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're all different colors, shapes, and sizes. And they weren't just like left. They were in like a plastic bag. But it looked like someone had chewed open the plastic bag. Like he needed to get there. Like, he just
gotta get in there.
Through the plastic to get to it because it was just plastic all over and pills.
Oh, poor kid. All right. Well, Badass Ryan needs, what did he say he needs? A couch?
A couch.
TV. I think I have a TV he could have. But he needs
armoire.
He could take the broken TV out of my
chair.
Office.
A rocking chair.
And an armoire.
What the hell is that all about?
I think he likes to move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone tells me he's going to rock in any chair he sits in.
Charlie Brown Baby.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.